Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, 1 Corinthians 9, are you there? Let's finish reading this. There's another side to this I want you to see. He said, verse 11, if we have sown to you spiritual things. He said, is it a great thing if we reap your carnal things, your natural things? If others be partakers of this power or right over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power aright, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Now let me stop right here. You have to read the whole rest of this to see what was going on. There were people that had come in to the churches that Paul had started and came in and told these people, we are apostles and you're supposed to give us so much money and you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. And they were doing it because these people were so forceful and so pushy. That is one characteristic that you can tell somebody's off, because God's not that way. Amen. He is not pushy. He is not manipulative. He never tells you, you have to do this. Because you don't. You have a free will. You don't have to do anything that pleases God. But these people were doing it, and the people were pouring all this money into these false apostles. And that's what he's telling them by the Holy Ghost. He said, hey, if anybody's your apostle, it's me. Right? Isn't that something, you know, you see it all the time, how that people forget the individuals that really were influential in their life and get caught up with somebody who's a legend in their own mind. And pushy and demanding. It's sad how people are so foolish that they just get sucked into this. And what they're doing, they're not supporting him. And they're sending their support to these people who are not even real apostles. Now notice what he says. He said, but, he said, I have not used my right. In other words, I have not demanded this of you, but I suffer all this, verse 12, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Now keep reading. Skip down to verse 15. I'm going to come back to these others. He said, I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things that it should be so done to me. He said, I'm not writing this so that you'll start sending me money. He said, it was better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void. Now boy, you really get some insight into the man here and into the heart of God. He gets animated at this point. Keep reading. He says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Whether I get paid, whether I don't, I got a commission. I got to do it. Verse 17, if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. Does that remind you of another verse over in Isaiah? If I do it willingly, I have a reward. What if you don't do it willingly? If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. You got to be willing. If I do it willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel, we might say, is still committed to me. I still got the call. What's my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power or my right in the gospel. Oh, do you see this? We could read more of it, but what's he saying? He said, I have a right to be supported by you. I have a right not to have to make tents. Do you hear what he's saying? In other words, he's saying, if you were doing what you're supposed to be doing, all this would be taken care of. He said, I have a right to my whole family to be supported through you. I have a right. He said, but I didn't write this to you so you'd send money. He said, in fact, he said, I preach the gospel without charge. Nothing. He said, I'd rather die than anybody take this away from me. That's strong now, isn't it? And the further I go, the more I feel that way myself. The Lord's helped us. And we've talked about some of this, but you may understand more why we do some things that way. We go out and we don't ask for a thing. I don't care where we go. I don't care how much it costs. We never hand people a bill and say, look, it costs this much for us to get here. Ever. Because we don't have to. Did you hear me? We never say, hey, you got to cover our expenses. No. And so it's actually has irritated Phyllis and I before. There's been not too many times, but we've been in places where people get up and say, hey, you know, y'all give in the offering because we got to cover the budget for bringing Brother Keith in. Yeah. There wasn't no budget for bringing me in. Didn't cost him a dime for me to come. Amen. Or to get me there. Yeah. Did you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, sir. You almost want to get up and say, whoa. Yeah. Of course, now that would put a damper on the evening, probably, wouldn't it? But what are we saying? That we do not have to be beggars. Amen. No, in fact, we can take a stance just like Paul. It cost you nothing to come here. It cost you nothing to hear the gospel. It cost you nothing to go in these meetings. Now, it costs something, but it costs you nothing. And there is no charge. No charge. We talked about this when you, as a church, talked about paying Phyllis and I. We sold our first year, you remember, but then after that, you're the board that represents you and different ones of you, we want to pay you. And we talked about that. I don't want it to be a pay that you owe us.
Yeah. Amen.
We give our ministry to you and to God. And anything you're giving us, you give it to us.
Right?
This is, we don't charge and there's no pay.
Amen.
In that sense. You understand what we're talking about now? It makes a difference in your thinking. But see here, if you notice, he talks about first fruits. He talks about the principle. Let me read 1 Corinthians 9 in the New Living. And I'm trying to close. He said, what soldier has to pay his own expenses? Have you ever heard of a farmer who harvests his crop and doesn't have the right to eat some of it? What shepherd takes care of a flock of sheep and isn't allowed to drink some of the milk? For the law of Moses says, do not keep an ox from eating as it treads out the grain. Do you suppose God was thinking only about oxen when he said this? Wasn't he also speaking to us? Of course he was. Just as farm workers who plow fields and thresh the grain expect a share of the harvest, Christian workers should be paid by those they serve. Now skip down to the 13th verse here. I'm still reading from the New Living. Don't you know that those who work in the temple get their meals from the food brought to the temple as offerings? Well, that was first fruits and offerings and tithes. He said, and those who serve at the altar get a share or a portion of the sacrificial offerings. Well, we know the Levites got 10%. In the same way, the Lord gave orders that those who preach the good news should be supported by those who benefit from it. Verse 14, do you see it? Even though the Lord's ordained that they that preach the gospel should live how? By other means. By five other jobs. Huh? They just have to be resourceful on their own and make some good investments because they ain't going to get anything out of the ministry. That's what people have reduced it to, but it was never that way from the beginning. And it's not supposed to be that way now. Now, we don't have much time to talk about it. But where does the first fruit go? Well, the Bible said it is the Lord's. It is the Lord's. The Bible talks about they brought it to the house of the Lord. Numerous places it said it was the priest's. Numerous places. One time it said, you know, an individual brought first fruits to the man of God, Elisha. He used it to feed people. that were under his ministry at the time. But here's the big thing. All these things are precedent. Precedent. You don't take any of these things and try to practice them legalistically. Nor do you do it with tithing. The reason we've covered all these other areas is because you must get the spirit of it. We live in the New Testament. We don't operate by law. We don't operate by legalism. What's the answer to 1,001 questions on all these things?
Yes.
Is this a first fruit? You're talking about something. What is a first fruit? If you don't know, don't act. Right? Where does it go? If you don't know, keep praying about it. Don't try to figure out a system that you can just do every time and never have to pray about it and be led. That's not New Testament. Come on now, are you with me? That's with your tithing, that's with your first fruits, that's with all your offerings. Don't try to work out a system. Well, every time this happens, then I take this and I always give it to this place and I always do it this. No, no, no. Things will come up and you'll just know in your heart, this is a first fruit. You'll know it. Right? It'll be up to you whether you act on it or not, but you'll know it. Where does it go? The Lord will show you. I said the Lord will show you. He'll show you. The house of the Lord. The minister of the Lord. The ministries of the Lord. He'll show you. If you don't know, keep praying until you get it clear. But when it's all analyzed, when it all comes down to the bottom of it, what are we doing day in and day out? We are honoring the Lord. And we're doing it as we're led. We're led. And when you walk close with the Lord, you just know things. Something will come up. I know when the first offering that came in this church, the very first one, Phyllis and I knew this is a first fruit. Right? We sent it to somebody else, another church. The very first offering that we ever got out of this church, we knew. We believed there'd be a lot more to come. So we could turn loose with this one, right? Easily. But it was, you could tell, this is first. This is special. It's the first time this kind of thing has happened in our life. And then we knew, we prayed about it a little bit, we knew exactly. In that case, we sent half of it to one place and half of it to another. See, how can you legalize that? How can you put all that down in a rule book? You can't. You're not supposed to.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled First Fruits, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102H. That's R1102H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.